good morning to Netflix.
Thank you very much, honorable chairperson, honorable members. We made this presentation on the trial, and we're not sure how to members, is that this is one of the four interventions that is part of the QRS making, although the implemented system is not an amendment, the standalone view, which was also considered in NEDLEC on the that in July 2012. And we did say that the strategic thrust of this view is mainly also contributing to the key issues that is facing our government and also the international community, especially around employment creation, or contributing to employment creation. We have in our country a strategic objective that is phrased as much of sustainable and sustainable learning as part of the strategic objective of government, but also employment is a key issue that is facing all countries. Now this view is also going to contribute towards employment promotion and preservation, and in that way also contribute to, amongst others, reducing unemployment and inequality, reducing work to land on UIF, social security grants or land on competitive advance, accelerating employment creation, contributing also towards employment growth and productivity, employment schemes, the social protection, employment, productivity, we mentioned it, and we are going to achieve this through a range of institutional arrangements that have been established, provide in the main preferences that lead to work-to-health administration, safe management, in the many, if it becomes an end, it will kill those provisions that are currently in the Skills Development Act. What the President did when he proclaimed the transfer of Skills Development Function to the Department of Higher Education and Training is that there was a clear segregation or separation of those aspects that should remain in the Department of Labor and those that should be transferred. And the true purpose of legislation has to be finalized. Department of Higher Education thing has gone ahead with the amendments and the provision says that the skill of this section will come into force once this being finalized. And currently all the services implemented in the Department of Labor are still being undertaken in accordance with the Skills Development Act provisions that remain with the Department of Labor. Now, it will also provide a legal framework for the functioning of the repositioned public services in the Department and also provide a legal basis for the establishment the productivity of the institutions and established government enterprises will notice that we moving away from shelter government services because of the rules that are outlined later. Just the bill itself, I think the summary at the back of the bill, the memorandum on the object of the bill, fairly clarifies some of the aspects and just briefly clarifies the functions of government and that these are free to national. And also clarify the procedures that should be followed when foreign nationals are employed in those countries where they don't have to be in the country. It empowers the minister to establish schemes that are aimed at promoting employment and up these effects. I think, and this is not something that comes from all of the effects, but from one section of the subject effect that still has a principal problem around the whole question of the ecology system of certain system effects, because they believe that all
private employment agencies. Now, at the same time, we're dealing with the LRA Section 198 amendment. The amendments that you propose, or 198, might not come out the way that has been challenged in this committee. And so, will you just change this act accordingly? This proposal, Chapter 3 on this private employment agencies.
Thank you. are being made free are now complaining that they're not getting the system. And it's just a comment, because I mean that by focusing on people in the community, we have been forced to ourselves to make sure that we come in the intervention that they deserve, that we need to give them the attention. The other comment has to do with the change of name.
Thank you. kept praying by one of the towers on the main service. I think that was, it was concerned that the issue of the protective and services protecting the Qurani, they are not mainstreaming in terms of the structure. It's all people with disability that produce that work in the factory. The mainstreaming is around the condition in which they work. They work at the same condition as any other employee, whether people or not. They negotiate their wages and without even prepared their wages around the bargaining council that operates around that area. And the bargaining council is setting rates, and the rate of the furniture, for example, furniture bargaining council, because most of the workers are there on due furniture, the rate and their condition should be similar. And the reason for that is twofold, you know, one, these workers are treated the same as other workers. Secondly, you don't want a situation of workers who are competing with private entities that getting paid out of the fiscal, getting more benefits than workers who are in the private sector, or are competing or competing in the private sector in terms of wages. Therefore, on those sense, they are mainstreaming that they are. In terms of generalization, they are not mainstreaming. They are not people who do not have disabilities who are working, so that it's part of them. People who are in offices and administration of the sector, but the actual work done by people with disabilities, that's in those sectors, kind of mainstream that they take place. Therefore, for me, it is a mixture of specialization and mainstream in terms of the personnel. But in terms of the regulation that affects them, it's mainstream altogether because it's the same for us. On the issue of specialization, the only area here, we must remember, Section 198 in the LRA, we've got a proposal that requires temporary employment agents, labor brokers basically, to register through applicable legislation. That's what the proposal is. Now, this provision is similar to provision to ensure that there is a legislation that requires them to register. That's what that means. Now, if the LRA go be passed with that provision that requires them to register, then it's already in there. If the LRA is passed with the provision that says they are banned, because that's what our colleagues from Kosovo are, if the MP said, okay, we're banning the labor broker, then there's nothing to register. Whether it's on the provision for them to register or not, it falls away because they cannot register in terms of the LRA. And therefore, that provision will have to go out of the because it doesn't require information. And that only link is there with the LRA, is that provision to register. And when the committee takes the decision whether to ban or not to ban, then it becomes relevant. Otherwise, if they will still operate, even if they have one day present, the LRA says 6 months, even if you reduce that one day, they will still have to register. And that's the issue that when they can basically have the LRA that
comes
to all other provisions
under that section. Thank you, Chair. Just to pick up on the point that when I indicated the broad consensus, the point we've dealt previously in dealing with the Labour Relations Act about what we regard as a very difficult and problematic policy debate, that the legislature effectively had to resolve and how the policy grappled with those, and then about the impact of how labour broking would be regulated in the Labour Relations Act. What there is consensus about that I alluded to earlier, and what Mr. Felipe referred to, there's always been an acceptance, and there is consensus about the need to regulate by way of registration and other provisions in the bill, employment services law. And for that reason, that there is consensus between the social partners about almost all of the provisions of the employment services law. The primary issue, I think, really concerns, specifically from businesses' perspective, concerns the composition of the employment services board and exactly its role in the engagement process that Mr. McClellan referred to. But, so the policy, those policy issues are to be resolved in the Labour Relations Act and then the regulatory
then it says to both if it's called to comment that I can see the time for the answer. At this stage, I can see the discussion reflecting what factually happened in the next discussion that is full of stand. So according to our understanding, that is a clear reflection. So if we want to, if it's based on different calculations of other issues or to the approaches of the people in the next step, at this stage, we are going to be fine with the discussion.
And what comes on the
Thank you, Chairperson. Tomorrow I'm with another committee, so I won't be available for the meeting. I'm sitting in another portfolio committee, so I'm not available. I'll be in public service and administration.
But we have had an argument with your committee, but if we are dealing with legislation becomes more important than any other business of Parliament. And that is according to the rules of Parliament. So that cannot be a reason for not attending the meeting.
Sorry, Chair.
Now there is an argument with the
Chair. No, I understand, Chair. But
and if there is to be any change, I think it will be announced. But for now, the argument is that for the duration of the legislation, that's the case. Honorable Hassan, you can still respond later.
I understand, but I'm also dealing with another legislation we have.
That's very good legislation. There's no legislation that is more important than another legislation. For those members of committees where their committees are dealing with legislation and they belong to two committees, then it is understandable. And what this tells us is that we cannot have a meeting tomorrow. From when the issues were raised about this, I didn't want to say absenteeism because then it becomes something else. I use English as my voting language. With this list of apologies, it's clear that it would be wasteful and fruitless explanation to continue with the meeting when we know that people are not going to be there, when we're going to be are not going to be around until after the meeting is done. So, let me see you. And for the other meeting, we will be going until the other meeting. I don't know where this puts you, because we're talking about ourselves, and this affects both of us. But I mean, it's good that we can go to home today or tomorrow. I think it is convenient for
Father. No, Chairperson, it will not affect us, because, as you said, there were three committees that we had to attend to. So, what it does is that we should have to do. And the people here in the senior. We're going to be in three, but now maybe two.
Just you all know that the And then last time, it was the two of you and me, and we continued with the meeting. Thank you very much, Mr. Mukherjee, and your team. So, we'll talk to you whenever and when you like.